Hi everyone, my name is Kim and I'm a compulsive overeater. I'm from California. I haven't spoken in a while, so I'm kind of anxious. So, but I turned it over to my HP. So, let's see. How was it? What was it like? I originally came into Overeaters Anonymous when I was 12 years old. So I'm, well, 55 now. So I'm not really good at math. So however long ago that was, my mom found out about OA for me because she was in AA and I used to go to Alateen when she would go to the AA meetings. And so I was the only teen at that time in the meetings. There wasn't very many kids in meetings. Actually, there still isn't, but the meeting that they did have for kids back then, I remember was called OA Tot. And they weren't really meetings. It was just like babysitting. So I asked if I could go to the adult meeting, and they let me go to the adult meeting. And I actually got a sponsor. I was always been more mature for my age, and I got a sponsor. And I back then on the literature table they always had the gray sheet. I don't know if anybody of you know of that food plan, but they don't have it anymore. But that was what was suggested to follow is your abstinence by most sponsors. And it was a weighed and measured, very strict food plan. And I was willing to do whatever I needed to do. And so I started following that food plan and I started going to meetings. I would go to sometimes a meeting every day at that time during the summertime when I wasn't in school. And I was abstinent for almost 4 years. And I actually did and did a four step, and had a sponsor. And my mom was in AA, and so were 7 years. Her birthday was coming up, and my birthday was coming up for 4 years. And we were to give each other our candles. And my mom also was terminally ill, and shortly before my four years, I ate some sugar and I kept it secret. Sugar was not on my abstinence. I kept it secret, and but then I finally told my sponsor I didn't want my mom to find out because she was dying and so proud of me. And so I took my candle falsely at that time just so that I didn't disappoint my mom. And I had much shame about that for many years. And that was in April, and I hung around OA. I lost my sponsor at the time, and she died in August, and I left OA in August. And I actually had the opportunity of making amends to my mom before she passed away. And I had written her a poem, and I read it to her at my amends. And when she died and we were going through her purse, she had that poem folded up in her purse. It meant so much to her. And then I came back a couple times, but it never stuck. And then I had several times where I would have like 3 years of abstinence, 4 years of abstinence. I never made it past 4 years. I don't know why. And then
15 minutes remaining, Kim.
and so this last time I came into OA, I came in when my dad, I knew he was dying. He'd had a heart attack, and I knew I needed the support of my people again. And so I lost my train of thought. Sorry. My dad died. My dad passed away. And it was the first time that I had lived on my own. Sorry. I get these brain farts, you know? And my memory isn't all that well, good anymore. But I haven't left this time since I think I came back a year before my dad passed away. Well, anyways, today I have not over 9 years of abstinence. I looked at my day count. I have this app. I have 3,447 hours, 47 days of abstinence today. It's like this app that I have breaks it down into minutes, days, months, years. That's kind of neat. And today for I had all this like grand thinking in my head that I was like gonna like talk about all this stuff, and my brain is like totally going haywire on me. But I reached the highest weight that I weighed myself was 285, and I have lost 100 pounds. I haven't weighed myself recently, but I've lost at least 100 pounds, and it's been all those days over 9 years that I do not give food a second thought. It wasn't like that in the very beginning, but today I don't even give, like, if I'm upset, I don't think about going to the refrigerator or the cabinet. I think about reaching out to other people to see how I can help others. I do have chronic pain and chronic illness. I suffer from degenerative disc disease in my back and four spots, and irritable bowel, severe irritable bowel syndrome, which those are the two most things that I have the most pain from. But I also have fibromyalgia, neuropathy, diabetes. I have a long old list. But even with the pain today, I don't look to food to soothe the pain. I know it won't do anything, I know that it's only a temporary fix and it's going to make things worse in the long run. And so I use the steps, I use the tools, I reach out to people, I read literature, I sponsor two sponsees. Just recently took on a second one. It's harder for me to sponsor now because of the chronic illness. It makes my life kind of unpredictable. And I need to have sponsees that are very flexible with me. But the newest sponsee that I took on has chronic illness herself and chronic pain. And so we're flexible with one another. And I don't judge my sponsees. I'm not one that tells you, okay, well, you have to make 3 outreach calls a day, call in your food, call in 10 gratitudes, send me this long little email every day or every night. I can only share from my own experience, strength, and hope. And I have worked the steps many times. And I found working the steps through the big book way the best for me. So that's how I sponsor. I read through the big book with my sponsees, and when it comes to the steps, we go over the steps, and when it comes to the third step, we say the third step prayer and make sure and then I give them a certain time period to do the fourth step, but if they can't do it in that time period, I understand. And today, like even in recovery, I've had my troubles, and like I used to have a very bad relationship with my daughter, to put it lightly. She is on the autism spectrum, very high functioning, but ADD and oppositional defiant disorder. And we used to fight like cats and dogs because she would trigger me because I had issues from my childhood. And I would fight back with her like I was her sibling, kind of. And through the recovery and through the steps, I'm able to not argue with her. I'm able to have, for the most part, and to have a civil relationship with her. And that's been a really blessing in my life. Another blessing in my life has been my partner, that I turns out that she's in OA too. I didn't originally meet her through OA, but I found out right away that she was in OA because I asked her about her. She had a particular email that sounded like 12 step. And so today we go to meetings together. We practice the tools and the steps and in our own lives and in our relationship. And I'm so grateful that we've been together for 14 years. And I never felt worthy of anyone. I always said that I was going to be an old lady with 100 cats. And I would never have a relationship. I'd always be alone. That's how I envisioned myself. And I also work another 12-step program that helps me with my chronic pain and illness. And I'm fairly new to working the steps in that program. But both programs kind of intertwine. And I often share little tidbits that I hear at my other meetings with my OA sponsee. So I went to a gratitude meeting this morning in the park, and it was the first time we're in face to face in quite a while. And I realized that I'm grateful that today, which is Thanksgiving here in America, is not the only day that I think about gratitude. When I think about Thanksgiving, I think about gratitude. And I live a life of gratitude, actually. Like, I try to do at least 3 gratitudes a day. I usually say them in the evening for whatever is going on, that whatever went on that day in my mind. And when I wake up, I've started this practice of thanking my higher power that I woke up that day.
Even 5 minutes remaining, Kim.
Even if it is with pain. And I wanted to read to you out of the AA Big Book. Some of you might have heard it. It's on page 417, and it's about acceptance, and some people call it the acceptance prayer, but it really helps me in my day-to-day with whatever, compulsive reading, pain. It says, and acceptance is the answer to all my problems today. When I'm disturbed, it is because I find some person, place, thing, or situation, some fact in my life, unacceptable to me, and I can find no serenity until I accept that person, place, thing, or situation as being exactly the way it is supposed to be at that moment. Nothing, absolutely nothing, happens in God's world by mistake. Until I could accept my compulsive reading, I could not stay abstinent. Unless I accept life completely on life's terms, I cannot be happy. I need to concentrate not so much on what needs to change in the world as on what needs to change in me and my attitude. And that's basically what that last sentence is, what OA has helped me do, is change my attitude. And living a life of gratitude is like, gratitude isn't just a feeling, it's an action. Just like willingness isn't just a feeling, it's an action. And so, you know, it's something that you have to work on. And I try to work on it daily. And there's many days that I don't feel grateful if I'm hurting or I'm sick. But I at least have the gratitude that I woke up that day. And I'm grateful that I was asked to speak, and that I was able to share my experience, strength, and hope at this meeting. Thank you.